Welcome, everyone, to the Happy Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Kerry Jack, lifestyle entrepreneur, professional model slash actor, biohacker, and eco-warrior striving to make a positive impact on this planet. My goal is to inspire, educate, and entertain you while reminding you to enjoy the journey, not just the destination, as you happy hustle for a life of passion and purpose. I am so grateful and humbled to be spending some time together today. Now, let's dive in. What is up, you beautiful happy hustlers out there? Kerry Jack here, and I hope you're having a super blessed day. Truly just enjoying this very moment right here and right now. And in this solo episode of the Happy Hustle Podcast, we're talking about why proximity is power. And these are the five proximities that you can utilize to increase your influence and thus increase your impact and your income. So if you are ready to level up your happy hustle game and really start to surround yourself with other high-performing individuals who are maybe ahead of where you are, then this episode is for you because it's going to actually break down exactly how you can get into proximity with powerful people that can help you happy hustle your dream reality. So if you get any value from this, my one ask is just share this with one person who could potentially benefit from this message. That's transparently how we continue to spread this message to more and more people and continue to stay in the top 0.5% globally ranked number of all podcasts based on downloads. And I'm really excited about that. I'm really grateful for you for sharing it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, after a quick episode sponsor break, we're going to be diving into this episode of the Happy Hustle Podcast. All right, I got to let you in on a little secret. I have a four-part stack that helps me optimize my health. And I truly subscribe to the less is more approach when it comes to supplements. But these four supplements I take regularly and they help me just vibrate high at the frequency that I desire. Now, the first one that I want to talk about is magnesium breakthrough. Actually, studies show 3 out of every 4 people are deficient in magnesium. And magnesium breakthrough has a proprietary blend of 7 different forms of magnesium all in one that help you feel more calm, sleep better, and just improve virtually every function in your body. Now, the other supplement that I like to stack with this is Collagenius. And this is an ultimate blend of mushrooms and collagen for radical neurogenesis. And it's delicious. It's like a chocolatey like powder that you can mix with water and it goes down easy. The other two supplements that I stack with these two is Masszymes and P3OM. So Masszymes is an enzyme that's super potent. And it helps you break down and improve digestion. So if I'm eating steak or red meat or anything that might need a little bit more enzymes, I'll take Masszymes prior to my meal. And it helps with nutrient absorption. And then P3OM is a prebiotic and probiotic super strain that gives you strong defense and helps promote healthy gut and immune function. So I take these four supplements every single day pretty much. And the best part is you can take them too, but at a discount. If you go to bioptimizers.com/happy, that's H-A-P-P-Y. So bioptimizers.com/happy, a discount code will be applied for over 10% for each of these different products. So you can get the hookup on this whole four-part stack to just optimize your health. So check it out, bioptimizers.com/happy. Now let's get back to the show. What is up, you beautiful happy hustlers out there? Kerry Jack here, lifestyle entrepreneur, author and founder of The Happy Hustle, and top 0.5% globally ranked podcast host. And I want to share with you why proximity equals power. These are the five proximities that you can utilize to grow your influence. And I want to actually break this down for you so you can like legit, tangibly increase your proximity to those individuals that can actually help you happy hustle your dream reality. And I want to share a story with real quick about how this has actually shown up in my life. I recently was introduced to essentially a billionaire, entrepreneur, real estate investor, just stud of a human. You know, he has the whole package, his family life, his fitness, his faith, his businesses. It's someone who I really vet, you know, extensively. in order to take advice from them, I really want to make sure I would trade places with them, like across the board. And this person so far has checked all the boxes, and I'm really excited because they're actually going to be coming on the Happy Hustle podcast as well. So stay tuned for that. But this person is someone that has power. They have millions and millions of online followers. They have, like, I don't know if they're liquid a billionaire, but $1 billion plus in real estate. They are crushing it in many capacities. And I recently was introduced, and I want to share with you how I gained proximity, because it's one thing to just meet someone. Like, I've met millions of really, I don't want to say millions, that's a lot. I've met a bunch of really, really prominent people that I'm so grateful to have met. Like, I can even remember the time I met Tom Bilyeu and I was talking with him, having a nice combo, but that was it. It didn't really go anywhere from there. And the reason is because I failed to do this one thing, and I want to share that with you. So I failed to give legit tangible value. Now, with this new person, this billionaire, I actually gave legit value. I was introduced, then I found a unique angle to give legit value, and then it progressed to working with his team, potentially partnering on some businesses, potentially having him to come to one of my events, getting invited to his events, VIP, like the whole shebang. And it all transpired because of proximity. I was in proximity with this person, then I gave value. And so this is just a quick note. I don't share this to boast or brag or anything. I just want to show you, you know, what's actually working in my life and how it could potentially work in your life. I'm the reporter at the end of the day. I want to help you happy hustle that blissfully balanced life, both personally and professionally. And if you want to crush it, you got to have proximity to those people crushing it. So that's why this is important. Okay. So the five proximities, I'm going to go down the list. I'll do an overview and then I'll break down each. So the five proximities to grow your influence. Number one, physical proximity. Number two, belief system proximity. Number three, passion proximity. Number four, professional proximity. And number five, remote proximity. Okay. So we'll break down, you know, each. Some are self-explanatory, but I'll still run through them all. Okay. Number one, physical proximity. Put yourself in the room with these potential powerful individuals. That means paying for their masterminds, going to events that they might be speaking at. That means, you know, like legit getting out of your environment and physically going to where they live or where they're based and putting yourself in that environment, that physical proximity. You know, it blows my mind. This is a sidebar rant here. How many people do their discovery sales calls without video? And I can guarantee you will increase your close rates if you actually have video on. Reason is 73% of communication is said to be nonverbal. So when you can get in physical proximity with somebody, you can actually read their emotional intelligence and their nonverbal communication cues. That's why it's important to get in physical proximity with these individuals who are powerful, who potentially could help you in your journey, and then add value to them. Okay. So that's the first type of proximity, the physical proximity. Second, belief system proximity. Believing what these people believe in proximity. So, I mean, an obvious example here is maybe there is a religion that your powerful person is a believer in, right? You could potentially believe in that religion as well. Maybe you do already. And you could put yourself in proximity using that as a connective tissue to forge that bond, that strength. Maybe it is, you know, you both love, you know, giving back, and you have like philanthropic beliefs that are really aligned, and you can use that to gain proximity. Maybe you go on a mission trip, the same one that they're going on. That belief system of giving back to others is something that you can use to get in proximity to these powerful people that you know could potentially help you both personally and professionally. Okay, so the belief system proximity is number two. And then once you get in proximity, what are you going to do? Add value, right? I know it's going to be like a broken record by the end of this, but that's like the key here. The third proximity is passion proximity. Passion proximity. So maybe they have a passion for football. I don't know. Maybe they do.
But maybe you also have a passion for football and you can go to a football game because you both share a love for this specific team. And you are then bonding over a shared passion. This is a very quick way to actually break down the, you know, the barriers and earn trust is when you share in passions that are similar. So don't overlook this proximity. This passion proximity is very powerful and it can help you just grow that potential relationship. And then you can add value, right? Figure out a unique, tangible way to add value. So that's the third one. So far we got physical proximity, belief system proximity, passion proximity. Whoa, apologies for interrupting your programming, but I have to tell you, the best investment you can make in yourself is one in which helps you acquire skills. You've probably heard people talk about, oh, just invest in yourself and you'll be successful. Yes, that's true to a degree, but you have to invest in skills that will ultimately help you achieve your desired results. And I think one of the best skills one can possess, be it an entrepreneur or an aspiring entrepreneur, is the sales sword. Really knowing how to sell, utilizing pressure-free persuasion, which will make you more money and more impact. Now, if you want to know how to sell more efficiently and effectively, I just launched a sales course called The Proven Roadmap Process to Selling Millions of Dollars and helping you to increase your conversions guaranteed. And you can get access to this new sales course that The Happy Hustle is launching at thehappyhustle.com/sales. And if you act fast, you'll get it at the lowest price it'll ever be available because we are launching it and we want to gain amazing testimonials and social proof to further share this knowledge. So if you act fast, you can get it at the lowest price it'll ever be. That's at thehappyhustle.com/sales. Now let's get back to this episode. Now, the fourth one is professional proximity. Professional proximity, meaning like you are actually like a part of a similar industry or you're part of a similar company, and or maybe, you know, you can like add value in a professional sense and then gain even closer proximity. Maybe you have a specific software that, you know, if you helped them implement into their business, it would increase their revenue, thus gaining professional proximity, and you can build that relationship from that angle. And, you know, this is something I think you understand it. I mean, I do not want to beat a dead horse there, but, you know, professional proximity is, I think, what a lot of people strive for. They want to gain professional proximity to, let's say, a real estate developer, and you potentially are looking to get in the real estate game. Well, you want to professionally, you know, gain access into their world, adding value to them, maybe helping them source new deals, maybe connecting new brokers. I don't know what it is for you. You got to just like take these proximities and then implement them into your reality. That's how you actually, you know, take this stuff and then increase your actual income and impact. Like, it's one thing to just listen. It's another thing to, or watch. It's another thing to actually like just take these and then, you know, do an action task to get you in proximity to these powerful people. So if it is professional proximity, someone maybe who you want to be your mentor, figure out their business interests and how you can gain professional proximity to them by adding value. Dun, da, da. I know it's not rocket science. All right. So we got the fourth one, professional proximity. Now the fifth proximity to grow your influence, remote proximity. Now you might be like, what? Remote proximity? What is that? So remote proximity is actually the one that's probably most common. And that is, oh, let me send you a care package. Let me send you a handwritten note. Let me send you a gift. Let me send you a DM, a video message, an email. Remote proximity, keeping in touch with people who you want to be connected to. That proximity in a remote fashion is still proximity, and it's very important. These touch points matter. not just when you need something or want something, but checking in with these powerful people when you don't need anything, when you want to add value, right? When you can potentially serve them, or when they pop in your mind in an authentic way, you can express gratitude through remote proximity. I know one person, actually I'll shout him out, Randy Garn. He's a stud entrepreneur. He was on the podcast. Google Randy Garn, Carrie Jack, if you want to like dive deep into that one. But that guy's in proximity with pretty much everybody. He is such a happy hustler. And he told me that he writes 5 handwritten notes every single day. And I was like, damn, that's impressive. 5 handwritten notes. He sent me gifts. I sent him gifts. We keep in touch. But like, it's just about doing those little things that a lot of people don't do. Remote proximity. Now, I really do think it's important to like categorize your contacts. This is something I'll do another episode on, but like categorizing your contacts in a different value system where, you know, you'll have in the nucleus, like the inner circle, like the people who you really want to get close with, who are powerful, who are inspiring, who really raise your vibration. Then there's an outer ring that maybe are, you know, still awesome contacts, amazing people to know, like, and trust, but ultimately not in that inner nucleus. Then there's a further outer ring of people who you just met and are acquaintance with, and maybe, you know, you would potentially go do something with or have them on, you know, your show or do social media or collab through like content, but not really in the inner circle or the outer ring. So that's the third ring. And then there's the fourth ring, which is like, you know, you're basically, you met once or twice and that's it. Like you're loose friends, acquaintances at best. So I think it's important to categorize these people and really understand where you want to put people in terms of proximity to you at the nucleus and where you want your inner circle to be and who you want in there, most importantly. Okay, so those are the 5 proximities. That was my, you know, breakdown of how you can increase your influence by gaining proximity to these powerful people. Now, I do have an ask for you, and it's more so a recommendation, but I challenge you to pick 3 people right now who you want to gain proximity to. 3 people, and do one of the 5 proximities, commit to one of the 5 proximities for each. So maybe there's somebody who you want to mentor you. Maybe they, you know, they live in Bali. They're a digital nomad entrepreneur. You could send them a potential remote proximity message, or you could send them a care package or a handwritten note. Who knows if you have their address. That's an example. And I want you to pick 3 people who you know would essentially help you increase your influence, your income, and your impact if you were in more proximity with those people. Okay. Maybe they have your perfect target avatar. Maybe they already serve them. Maybe you could get in front of their audience after adding value to them. But I want you to pick 3 people and then actually pick one of the 5 proximities to execute upon. Okay. That's how you actually take this stuff from just like, okay, I'm just, you know, passively listening or watching to then boom, action. And that's what really makes a happy hustler is they take positive action. All right. So I hope this was valuable for you. I hope you really enjoyed it. If you want to go deeper into the happy hustle, you can pick up a copy of my book, thehappyhustlebook.com. You can get it for free. Just help out with shipping and handling. But regardless, y'all, I hope you know in your heart that proximity is power. And these are the 5 proximities to help grow your influence. Again, that's physical proximity, belief system proximity, passion proximity, professional proximity, and remote proximity. All right, y'all. I hope this was valuable. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Peace and love. We are out. Real quick, y'all, I want to share with you something that is making a very positive impact on my physical health, as well as my mental health, but more so my physical health, because I really believe that you have to detox your body. You have to sweat those toxins out regularly in order to be optimized, in order to actually happy hustle your blissful balance and your dream reality. And one of the ways that I actually detox my body is from my TheraSage infrared portable and affordable 360 plus sauna. This thing is my go-to. I love it because it's actually affordable and it is portable. And it actually is made by a family-owned company that stands behind their products. And the best part is you actually get the hookup for watching and listening to the Happy House podcast. You can just go to TheraSage.com and you could just type in code HAPPY and it will actually save you over 10% on everything store-wide, but specifically the sauna. And the good thing about the sauna is it actually burns calories. So you just sit on your bum, you can burn calories, you can decrease the inflammation in your body, which a lot of dis-ease stems from, and you can increase the blood flow circulation, which I'll just tell you, there's a ton more benefits, but those three in and of itself are worth your while. So you guys check it out, TheraSage, that's TheraSage.com, and then use code HAPPY to save yourself some money. And they got a bunch of holistic healing products on their site, but I'm just referencing this Thera 360 Plus sauna. I have the black one, love it. And the cool thing is also you actually, you know, you have hand holes where you can stick your hands in. So you could be working on your laptop or reading and your head protrudes so your brain doesn't swell. A lot of like other saunas that, you know, the dry saunas like at the gym potentially, if you have one in your gym, you know, it's like a hot rocks. Those actually swell your brain over time and have detrimental effects. And given my current brain injury from the CO poisoning, I'm really glad my head is actually protruding from the heat zone in this TheraSage sauna. So that's another reason why I love it. You guys check it out again, TheraSage.com, and then use code HAPPY to save. Now let's get back to this episode. Real quick, I just want to share with you something that is near and dear to my heart. See, as a proud American, when I heard this stat, I was floored. 22 veterans actually take their own lives every single day, according to the Department of Veteran Affairs. And that's 22 too many. So the cause of veteran suicide prevention is one in which I am just all behind with all my might, and I think you should be as well. And that is why my friend, Mr. William Brandon, 26-year Navy SEAL veteran, started the company Naked Warrior Recovery. And it was created with the clear initiative to develop premium products to support physical and mental recovery through innovation and excellence. And two of my favorite products from Naked Warrior Recovery is Navy SEAL CBD Energy Drink. This stuff helps with energy and focus. It has 75 milligrams of caffeine, kind of like a cup of coffee, but it has 12.5 milligrams of CBD. And we're not talking just any CBD. We're talking premium quality USDA organic grown CBD. See, they are actually third-party tested. They're veteran-owned and operated, and they come with a money-back guarantee plus free shipping. And this is my go-to pre-workout lately. I gotta say, it really is delicious and nutritious, and it gets you going, as well as Naked Warrior Recovery's Cool Recovery Muscle and Joint Rub. And this stuff is really great after a hard workout or after a long hike. You can put it on, you know, those sore spots, and it really helps your body recovery. So you guys actually get the hookup for watching and listening to Happy Hustle. You can go to NW Recovery and use code HAPPY to save yourself some moolah off of not just the Navy SEAL CBD energy drinks, not just the muscle and joint rub, but everything on their website. And you gotta just love the mission behind NW Recovery. Actually, they donate a portion of their proceeds to fight veteran suicide and just increase the prevention of this terrible tragedy. So go to NakedWarriorRecovery.com, use code HAPPY, save yourself some money, get some great products, and support an amazing cause today. All right, now let's get back to this episode. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Happy Hustle Podcast. I truly am so grateful that you took the time out of your busy day to spend time with me. Now, if you got any value from this episode or any episodes in the past, it would mean the world to me if you could please leave a 5-star review and share this episode with your friends so we can continue to spread this message. Guys, as always, it's been a blast. Now go out there and happy hustle for your dream reality.